Welcome to the Lenten Path, a St. Anthony podcast, where we journey together through the sacred season of Lent. Each episode will pause for a moment of reflection, diving into spiritual themes that inspire, challenge, and prepare our hearts for the joy of Easter. Whether you're seeking peace, renewal, or simply a deeper connection with your Catholic faith, this is the space to reflect, pray, and grow. Let us take this journey together, one day and one reflection at a time.
Hello, this is Mary Beatty, and welcome back to the Lenten Path podcast. I've been spending the past few weeks discussing surrender and letting go of the things that keep us from fully trusting God. Today, I want to focus on a struggle many of us face, the need for approval. We all want to be liked. We all want people to respect us, affirm us, and think highly of us. But when our sense of worth depends on what others think, we become trapped, constantly seeking validation, afraid of disappointing people, and hesitant to be who God has called us to be. Take a moment and think about the times that you've made decisions based not on what is right, but on what would make people like you. Maybe you stayed silent when you should have spoken up. Maybe you compromised your values. Maybe you felt exhausted trying to meet everyone's expectations. Jesus warns us about this in Matthew chapter 6, verses 1. Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. When we live for human approval, we lose sight of what truly matters. We exhaust ourselves trying to please people when the only approval we need is God's. Jesus himself faced rejection. The very people he came to save misunderstood him, criticized him, and ultimately crucified him. Yet he never changed his mission to please others. He surrendered not to public opinion, but to the will of his Father. In John 5, verse 30, Jesus says, "By myself I can do nothing. I judge only as I hear, and my judgment is just, for I seek not to please myself, but him who sent me." Jesus shows us that true freedom comes not from people's approval, but from walking in obedience in God. This week, I invite you to practice surrendering the need for approval in three ways. One, ask yourself, who am I trying to please? Before making a decision, pause and ask, am I doing this to honor God or to just impress others? Number two, find security in God's love. Meditate on Romans chapter 8, verses 38 through 39, which reminds us that nothing can separate us from the love of God. His love is not based on performance. It is freely given. And number three, be bold in your faith. If you feel called to stand up for truth, serve in a new way, or share your faith, don't let fear or judgment hold you back. Surrendering the need for approval doesn't mean we stop caring about others. It means we care most about what God thinks. This Lent, let's release and surrender the pressure of seeking validation from the world and rest in the truth that we are already fully loved by our Creator. Let us close in prayer. Lord, we surrender our need for approval. Free us from the pressure to please others, and help us to live only for you. Remind us that our worth is not found in what people say, but in your unfailing love. Give us the courage to follow you boldly, trusting that your approval is the only one that truly matters. St. Anthony of Padua, pray for us.
Thanks for spending a few moments in reflection today. Until next time, stay faithful, stay hopeful, and keep seeking Christ in all things. God bless.